As a part of Morning Edition on WNCW, it's time for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. My name is Paul Foster. This week's discussion is about GO, standing for or short for Green Opportunities, an Asheville-based nonprofit organization. Their purpose, what they do, and whom they've helped are a part of our chat this morning with guest Jay Hackett, who serves as Student Development Director. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
Please explain what Green Opportunities is all about.
Green Opportunities is a grassroots organization started here locally in Asheville by Dwayne and Dan Leroy. It was created to connect young people with good-paying jobs here in Asheville. Over the years, it's grown a lot larger and a lot more connected. Now, our mission as a whole is to connect good-paying jobs with low-income people and to assist folks in overcoming employment barriers like criminal background checks, lack of child care, lack of transportation, and things like that. We have two training programs. One is a culinary track and the other one is a construction track. A lot of people know about our Kitchen Ready. We do a lot of caterings around town, but our culinary program, Southside Kitchen, where students are cooking every day for the local community, anybody can just come on in and get a nice meal. It's a three-course meal. And after 6 weeks of training, they do Thursday night pop-ups, three-course dinner meal, pretty fancy food. And then our construction program does the same thing for the construction field. Our students train inside of our shop, but they're also available to do different projects around town. One of the things that we're most excited about is our partnership with Housing Authority. We're going to be renovating some properties for low-income people to live in.
What's the average age of someone coming forward and joining GO? Do they have to have been a high school graduate? How does that work?
Well, you don't have to be a graduate, but you do have to be 18 years old. As a matter of fact, through our partnership with AB Tech, we have a GED program embedded inside of our training program. So a student who comes to us, if they don't have a GED or don't have a high school diploma, they can get those services during the day. We have a dedicated GED teacher who's going to be walking folks through instruction that prepares them for the test. And then if somebody already has a GED, but they might be a little slower in some of their subjects, they might be what's called basic skills deficient, we're still in class and everybody is going to learn together.
You've already mentioned a couple of other groups that you guys team up with at times. Mention other social enterprises the group's aligned with. I know you've done a number of community projects.
We're aligned with a lot of social enterprises and community projects. Most recently, we were downtown with the Leaf Festival just presenting about what we do. Our students that are in our construction program, we use reclaimed wood. We were able at the Eddington Center, our gym floor was going to be redone, and so instead of throwing away the wood, they used the old wood that was on the floor, collected that wood, repurposed it so that we could then use it to build things for other people and then sell those things. At the Leaf Festival, we were able to display some of our cutting boards, knife racks, and things like that that are all made from reclaimed wood, just to show the artistry behind what we do in addition to what we can contribute to the community at large.
And that seems great because you mentioned so many things that seem to be a lot of what we think about when we think about Asheville and the region. Good food, culinary, being in the kitchen, being outdoors, working with your hands in the garden, and there you even mentioned woodworking.
As a matter of fact, we kind of look at ourselves as a one-stop shop, a point of contact for folks here locally. There's a lot of great things about our city, but there are some people who are not able to take advantage of those opportunities that are in our city. And Green Opportunities tries to be the bridge or the link that connects those two things. So when people come to GO, they may come for any number of reasons at any time during the year. And because of our connections, we're able to refer them to other agencies and to other support systems so that everyone can share in the success in our region. And Asheville is such an amazing place. I'm not from here. I came here to go to college at UNCA, and then I left, went to Richmond, and came back. Asheville as a whole really connects in powerful ways. Like, we're partners with the City of Asheville, Housing Authority, Habitat for Humanity, Mission Hospital. I mean, the list goes on, where every major agency in Asheville is coming together to support people who might not have had as many chances. And so it's a beautiful thing.
This is the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. Right now I'm speaking with Jay Hackett, who serves as Student Development Director for Green Opportunities, the nonprofit based in Asheville. Jay, could you give an example? Maybe it's a personal example of just something that's happened in the past through go of an individual or a group event that made you really take pride in.
There's something that happened just a few days ago. There was a storm here in Asheville, and one of our graduates was living in a home on which a tree fell. And they ran the story on WLOS that the tree fell through her house, and she was immediately homeless. She didn't have anywhere else to go. Because she was a graduate of Green Opportunities, she was still working in the same job that she got when she graduated. She came to us for resources, and because we're not a housing agency, we started making phone calls and making connections for her, sent her to all the housing agencies and things like that. Well, she came back and didn't have a lot of success, but there was one other thing that we had not yet tried, and we contacted Home Advocates. Home Advocates was able to identify a house, an apartment for her that they had. Then we contacted Homeward Bound. Homeward Bound was able to provide support for the utilities and everything. This woman was a single mother with four children, and they were sleeping in their van. When she came to Green Opportunity, she came back for help, and over the course of a few days, we were able to put everything together for her, and right now she's stable in a house. It's safe for her, really nice place here in the city of Asheville, and that would not have been possible without our partners. It would not have been possible if she had just gotten missing. And the most amazing thing about this woman is that even though she had lost her place and was homeless, sometimes sleeping in their van, she never quit her job, never complained, and never asked for a handout. So we were happy to support her. And this is just one example of how the entire city of Asheville, through its different agencies, came together.
Thank you so much for sharing such a heartfelt, great story that just recently occurred. Will there be any upcoming events, workshops?
As a matter of fact, there is. We're really, really excited about this fall. Our training cycle will begin on August the 8th. And so if there's anybody out there that's interested in getting some more skills in the culinary industry or in the skilled trades or in the construction industry, please give us a call, 828-398-4158, extension 111. Our training program starts on August the 8th. We've got some awesome things going on. We're going to be renovating my house with the Housing Authority. Our culinary program is going to be doing some awesome things in and around the community. And we're just interested in seeing who else out there maybe needs help or if anybody else out there wants to partner with us. We always have a need for volunteers and volunteer groups.
You also have a website.
Yes, our website is greenopportunities.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you for sharing all about Go Green Opportunities, Student Development Director with the organization, Jay Hackett. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Paul.
Friday features also make it to our website as a podcast. Visit wncw.org.